This is Akashvani, the news read by Manoj Singh Rana. Home Minister Amit Shah laid a detailed roadmap to achieve the vision of a drug-free India. During a meeting organized by the Narcotics Control Bureau today, the Home Minister launched the vision document on narcotics control from 2026 to 2029. Earlier, addressing the 10th apex-level meeting of the Narco Coordination Centre, NCOD, in New Delhi, the Home Minister called for a united war against drugs, saying that drug menace threatens national security, social stability, economic interests and the future of the youth and the country. He urged spiritual leaders, the youth and the mothers to come together on a single platform to win this war.
Today, our country stands at a critical juncture in its fight against narcotics. The next 3 years will determine whether drugs prevail over us or we prevail over drugs. My humble appeal to all of you is that for the future of our nation over the next 100 years, this is a battle we must win. Win with the determination and win through our collective efforts.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that Nasha Mukt Bharat Abhiyan has become a mass movement driven by public participation. Mr. Modi said this while sharing an article of Minister of State for Social Justice and Empowerment, B.L. Verma, on the importance of building a drug-free India. In a social media post, the Prime Minister called upon every citizen to join the mission of building a drug-free India and a Viksit Bharat. The UP police has arrested 8 people named in the first FIR filed in the Sri Ram Janmabhoomi Tirth Kshetra donation case. The FIR was filed following recommendations made by the Special Investigation Team, or SIT, constituted on the directions of Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath. The case came to light after allegations emerged of theft involving offerings and donations received by the Sri Ram Janmabhoomi Tirth Kshetra Trust. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has received the special award for exceptional leadership in elevating UK-India relations at the annual UK-India Awards 2026 in London. Sharing the information on social media, Mr. Goyal said the recognition belongs to the many bridge builders across governments, businesses, academia, culture and the vibrant diaspora who continue to strengthen India-UK ties. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar announced Operation Amistad, under which 2 Indian Air Force MCC C-17s took off today for Venezuela with urgent assistance to boost post-earthquake relief efforts. Amistad means friendship in Spanish. In a social media post, Dr. Jayashankar said the assistance contains an Indian Army Field Hospital unit and over 35 tons of relief supplies, medicines and medical equipment, including 2 Bhishma cubes. He stated that India is committed to supporting the government and the people of Venezuela in this difficult time. In Venezuela, death toll in 2 powerful earthquakes has risen to 589. Nearly 3,000 people have been injured. Rescuers are searching through rubble in a rush to save lives after earthquake struck near the capital yesterday. Country's interim president, Delcy Rodriguez, has declared a state of emergency following 2 quake, 7.2 magnitude and 7.5 magnitude, occurring close to the surface. U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance has confirmed that the U.S. and Iran have agreed to set up a direct deconfliction channel with military representatives from both the countries. The arrangement involves representatives from Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps and the U.S. Army's Central Command being stationed in Doha, Qatar. Meanwhile, the United States and the Gulf Cooperation Council today reaffirmed their strategic partnership at a ministerial meeting in Bahrain's Manama. In men's cricket, hosts Ireland were 109 for 4 in 13.4 overs against India in the first T20 international of the two-match series in Belfast when reports last came in. Earlier, India won the toss and elected to field. The second and final T20 international of the series will be played on Sunday. In the FIFA Football World Cup Group I fixtures, Norway will take on France late tonight. In the other Group I match, Iraq will face Senegal. Both matches are scheduled to kick off at 12:30 a.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.